What's going on, my brother?
Ain't nothing, man. What's going on with you?
Nothing, man. Cooling, cooling. Another day in paradise, as they say, man.
Yes, sir, man.
I'm back a little bit sooner than we, expected. With good reason, because we got some breaking news that Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., also known as Tom Brady, is retiring from the NFL.
Wow.
Wow is right. Sixth round pick out of Michigan. And nobody even saw this guy coming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I still remember seeing like his little workout video, his little scrawny little white boy. Look at him now.
Arguably, what majority of people say is the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Just to run down some quick little accolades, and then we can just get into the freestyle conversation. Seven-time Super Bowl champion, which is the most for a single player in league history. Five-time Super Bowl MVP. Three-time NFL MVP, 15-time Pro Bowler. He's led the league in passing touchdowns 5 times. He's led the league in passing yards 4 times. He's a two-time NFL Offensive Player of the Year and three-time First Team All-Pro. Tom Brady, how you feel, bro?
Oh man, I'm a little bit shocked. We knew it was coming, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, maybe I just got so spoiled with like the big name people like him. You know what I'm saying, getting a farewell tour and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They're building up or something, you know what I'm saying? For just after the season. Then he didn't even take long, you know what I'm saying? I guess he said he had to consult with the family, and then we get it on a random Saturday.
Correct. 1 week after they were eliminated. He did, I forgot, he did mention on that podcast that he didn't want a farewell tour.
Okay, well then that would make sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's says he's not up. He doesn't want to be, egging on the whole larger than life aspect of things, even though he realizes like how people view him, but he doesn't want to go that route. Perfect way to, ride over to the sunset. Like you said, man, everybody's thinking like, well, he's a competitor. And he talk about he could play till he's 46 or 50 or something like that. And yeah, I kind of just felt like perfect storm is the perfect time to walk away, man. One thing, and I told you off air, I was like, that was real interesting hearing him say, which kind of this is what, kind of swayed my opinion. Like I said, I'd be using the context clues. It's like, he's always been like super competitive. But then when he came out and said like he was satisfied, that was something that's like different. You know what I'm saying? Like you just see somebody at the buffet eating. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, well, they're probably gonna eat a lot of food. And then out of nowhere, I'm full. You know what I'm saying? Like damn. But seven Super Bowls, bro. Seven, and he lost three, right? Two to the Giants and one
One of
against
the
the Eagles.
Eagles
Yep, NFC East.
went 10 times.
10 times, bro. That means 22 years. Almost every other year, you went to the Super Bowl on
Right.
average.
Man, that is crazy, man. Something we'll probably never see again.
Yeah. Definitely not in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Let's Patty get this one. He'll have what, 2 and 4 years?
Right.
Or
Yeah, I'm about to say, you only want close to it. You know,
what like,
saying?
I ain't gonna say all that. I ain't gonna say all that.
If he get there again, he that'll be three straight years. You know, so
Jimmy G get this one, he'll have four. So let's pause on all that nobody close talk. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
Hey, you know that was my little campaign season before last when the 49ers.
Yeah, I forget about the guest guy and shit. I forgot he was on that fucking staff.
Like,
he was on that roster.
So he win this Super Bowl, my man gonna have four. He on his heels already. Nah, but man, I can't. The last time that Tom Brady wasn't playing football in the NFL, I was 8 years old. 9 years old. 10 years old. Yeah, 10. I'm now 32. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That is crazy. This is how you know you're getting old, man.
Right.
I remember like Big Ben getting drafted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one aspect you realize you can know. And then the other is like when you see the people that you grew up watching when their kids start entering the league.
All right. the juniors, the Tim Hardaway Jr.
Yeah.
Gary Payton Jr.
And on football, the Michael Pittmans, the Winfields, man, like golly, the Asante Samuels and shit.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, 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 crazy. So just to run down, like the quick synopsis, I guess we could hit the career highlights, but you know, this season didn't end quite how he wanted it to end. He did, from an individual standpoint, lead the league in passing this year, as well as touchdown passes. So, you know, it ain't like he just fell off a complete cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's like one reason why I thought, you know what I'm saying? Well, me definitely could still go if you wanted to. That's why I wasn't too sure. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now it'll be interesting to see, like, is he going to get that MVP?
I mean, might as well give it to him, man. Let's go ahead and give it to him, man.
Yeah, get the MVP, man. Go ahead and
at least let him go out with that. He couldn't get a ring, let him go out with the MVP, man.
Yeah, give him the MVP. Let him stop the go ahead, put him in stop the Pro Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So he does have, and what I keep referencing is he does have the Let's Go podcast or whatever. So he does that with a co-host, Jim Gray. So I guess that'll be something we, you know, look forward to and always keeping up with him if you want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yep. Like that's one thing we wanted. What he's gonna do after, you know what I'm saying, after retirement, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you know what I'm saying, definitely gonna wanna spend time with the family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying, is he gonna jump into commentating games, maybe a sports analyst, ESPN or something like that?
Do they have that kind of bag?
I mean, I know ESPN, Disney. I know Disney got the bag.
That's going to be a big bag right there.
Hey, it's going to get instant return.
That might be layoffs right there.
You're going to get instant return. Like, man, ain't nothing like ESPN did before, man. You know what I'm saying?
Lay a bunch of people off to bring it.
A little controversy in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And he got the... be cheating as an announcer too now. Don't show us. You know what I'm saying? Don't deflating nigga seats and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Get into some of these career accolades, man. That was one of them. The deflate gate. First and foremost, let me ask you, do you believe Tom Brady was a cheater?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So go ahead.
But you know, I came to grips with it over the years. It is what it is. It's not, nobody. It seems like nobody cares. So it's like I just had to live with it. I had to get over it. You know me. I resented him for a lot of them years.
Okay.
But like, I guess if you can't beat them, join them. Fuck it.
Hey, you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, man. Right. You know? So let's go. Well, this wasn't his fault. This one. Let's go all the way back to the first known, you know, scandal, which was the Tuck Rule. Was a AFC Championship game. I think that was about 2002, I think. And that was Oakland versus New England. Obviously in Foxborough. Every big playoff game for the Patriots over the years seems to be like a snowstorm or something of the equivalent, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this was no different. And this was the Oakland Raiders coming off a Super Bowl appearance with stars such as like Rich Gannon and Charles Woodson. They had the other Woodson at the time, I think, Rod Woodson.
Okay.
OG, you know, OG Woodson or whatever. Yes.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown. Did they have Jerry Rice?
I don't know. I think they had Charlie Garner running back.
Definitely had Charlie. Good old Charlie. Was that 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It comes down to Charles Woodson doing the cornerback blitz, and he gets there. It looks like a strip sack. They recover it. Only after a brief meeting by the referees was decided that it wasn't a fumble because of the tuck rule. If a quarterback tucks the football away, if it's knocked out of his hand, it is not a fumble. It is an incomplete pass. Never heard of it before then. Never seen it again after that.
Yeah, man.
Now, it still was quite impressive, Adam Vinatieri hitting that kick in the snowstorm.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they would go on to go to the Super Bowl, and the rest was history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. And then another scandal, you know, wasn't his fault, but the whole videotaping the Rams thing.
Yeah.
That was so. Do you classify Bill as the cheater or?
Yeah, Bill definitely was the main corporate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And Brady and the Patriots benefited from a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? And it seems like maybe Tom picked up some stuff along the way with the whole Deflategate thing. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me, you know what I'm saying? Being as a person who believes in the conspiracy, mm-hmm. you never know how deep it runs. You know what I'm saying? So okay. That's what always plagued my mind. But go ahead.
So, let me ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say like you in the NFL and you was in like New England, would you be down with that or would you be like against that or what?
That's a good question, man. I'd be with it. Yeah, like what you gonna do? Tell Bill, oh my, I'm gonna snitch? Nah, that's not our courage. It's not our background.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. First of all, I might beat Bill to the practice room to the Lord. Hey, what kind of rules we tweaking and breaking today, Bill? You know what I'm saying? like, you know what I'm saying? I was looking at these zones last night. What you think about? You know, I'm giving them suggestions and all that myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but not to just hop on the bad stuff. We're just going to get the controversial stuff before we get to all the sweet stuff. Because like you said, the one thing that time does do is time erases like a lot of the, like, it cuts off a lot of the fat off the bacon, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, people just look at the bacon, the accomplishment.
Yeah, because I used to hop with like a lot of resentment for LeBron as well. But it's like, at the time, I'm like, bro, like it's not in all that, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Yeah, you talk about the super team thing and all that.
Yeah, that, and like I like build up like a lot of resentment for like a lot of stuff he used to do off the court, like when he got dunked on, they confiscated the tapes.
Right.
It was something he had an incident happen at a garage sale. It was like a whole bunch of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just the whole walking off, bad sportsmanship. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be dancing on the sideline when they win, but then as soon as they lose, they walk off the court, don't shake hands and all that. It's like little stuff like that.
Yeah, I get it. That makes sense. And so, you know, New England, when he Tom Brady played with the Patriots, New England has basically been like the poster child of the NFL, the common model citizen team that you would want to model your team behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Tom Brady was like really the head of that snake, so to speak, you know, player wise. He seemed to make, just like from day one, once Drew Bledsoe went down with the concussion and whatnot, he seemed to just make it work with any and everybody. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm wanting to say Antonio Brown might have been like the first player that really been going on Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's 22 years in. You know what I mean? I mean, he's winning Super Bowls with Deion Branch as the top receiver. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who is? You know, when we was talking about on the previous podcast, we was talking about Debo. That's who Deion Branch, you know, he reminded me of, like, Deion Branch, because Deion Branch would do, like, a lot of that stuff with the Patriots, too.
Right.
Lining up in the backfield, running the ball, 10 carries a game, you know what I'm saying?
I think it was, like, one game, Deion Branch put, like, corner for the Patriots.
Right. Corner, safety, you know. So, he's like, man, I wouldn't rule that out for Debo, either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I got to stop Matt Stafford myself. I got Cooper Kupp.
right. They take a receiver to stop a receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
but yeah, like Deion Branch and rest in peace, you know, David Patton, and then you get to the mid 2000s and he gets like the Randy Moss, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And the 16-0 perfect season, and coming within a defensive stop of completing the perfect season, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you turn, so they started off with the everybody do your job, we don't need no big names on the offense for real. And then you get the big name and Randy Moss, and then they got to the tight end thing with, you know, drafting Gronk and Aaron Hernandez, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say outside of that one season, that might have been 2008, actually, when he got the season ended, though. I think that was against the Chiefs.
Oh, and Johnny went low.
Yeah, and that's what made the whole can't hit the quarterback low rule.
Yeah.
So he has his own rule, Tom Brady rule. I want to say other than that season right there, he really has been like a durable player. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Super durable. Yeah.
I mean, everybody gets injuries, but there's never been nothing where it's like, oh, you know, he done missed 6 weeks or something like that.
Right.
Super smart. Man, we talk about him going to 10 Super Bowls. It's even more AFC championships. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems like every year, it was just either them or whoever Peyton Manning's playing for. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so let me ask you this. What do you feel like what's Tom Brady's like what's his iconic moment? I feel like he's been good for so long. Like, what's going to stand out? Like,
I feel cheap by saying this, but okay. Just coming back in that Super Bowl against the Falcons, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Matty Ice.
Yeah. That's a crazy comeback right there. It feels so cheap saying it because it's so new. Like you said, a 22-year career, you can definitely go back and find some more, you know what I'm saying, older moments. But, like, that's going to be one that really, really stuck out with me. I'm like, dog. Because I was in the party having up. I'm like, I know this nigga lost this job.
Mm-hmm.
They just slowly be sure he's chipped back and end up winning the game. Like, that's crazy.
Was we in the same party that day? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think Man Aaron was the only one.
Yep.
I said they'll believe me. You go, it ain't, hey, it ain't over till it's eight.
Man, I was low key sick, man. You think my team lost?
Hey, it ain't over till that thing say zeros, man. Let's go. Boy, Matt Ryan style, man. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's what Matty Ice mean. Okay, okay.
Unbelievable, man.
28-3. Yeah, you're right. That's what's gonna stick out the most. Other than that, I just really feel like you'll just have to look at the resume. Like 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's gonna stick out a lot, like you said. He's gonna live on forever, like how Jordan like will be untouchable.
Yeah.
Oh, 6 undefeated in the finals, bro. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. had that same conversation, bro. Dog, 7 rings, bro. Like he got more rings than like a lot of, if not all, NFL franchises. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is the most. Yeah, because
Pittsburgh might be close to like 6.
Did the Patriots have any Super Bowls before time?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you said Pittsburgh. I know they got 6. Dallas got what, 5?
Right. Dallas. I think Dallas and San Fran got 5.
Okay. Yeah. So that's more than and to leave like your team in the first year with a new team in the midst of like a pandemic starting. And so much chaos going around to just come out and win the Super Bowl like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's impressive. Obviously, the team is a very good team once he was the final piece. And so where do you think the Buccaneers go from here as far as like quarterback-wise? That we talked about the Drew Brees situation and maybe Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay, but holy cow.
Right, yeah, like I said. At least, like, I mean, that's, like, the good thing about it. It gave him a good heads up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't drag it out. So, now they got a chance to look around the league, see if any free agents they like.
Mm-hmm.
Look towards the draft.
You know, put your name, maybe if Deshaun Watson is available.
Right. Explore trade options and all that.
Right. They definitely got some work to do as far as like they got a few free agents on the defensive end, I think. And they could tweak the defense anyway. You might want to look at like corner. Well, you gotta look at the quarterback first.
Yeah.
Because we just seen Jameis Winston with them. You know. Obviously no quarterback is gonna have 30 turnovers every year. You know what I mean?
Right.
But so let me ask you this, right? If Jameis Winston signed a little deal with the Saints, do you think he goes back? Would they take him back?
I mean, you can't say no because you've seen Cam come back. I didn't think Cam was going to come back to the Panthers.
Yeah, that's facts, too.
Hey, man, it's very well possible.
And he's a free agent, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he gets a job somewhere. You know, Steelers need a quarterback.
Right, yeah, it's gonna be a lot of places, a lot of moving parts. Definitely, man, I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah,
I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah,
he's gonna be drafting low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he made the playoffs and the second round.
Right, so he's gonna be drafted kind of low. So quarterbacks don't tend to fall that far. You'll mainly be, I guess, reaching for a second round mm-hmm. pick in the first round, taking a flyer on it. And I don't know if you want to trade up, you know what I'm saying? Lose capital. Like I said, you got to go have some holes to fill and not a lot of money, so you're going to need your draft picks. It'll be interesting to see how they juggle it.
Definitely be interesting. But that's what the GM gets paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You
had it easy because Tom was your GM for like 2 years.
Yeah, let you know. Yeah. Uh-huh, let you know. That if he was to come back to football, he would be a good consultant for a GM or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. It's really just damn, it just don't feel real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all like that. He's ready for that. Like, y'all, man, in the season, we about to lose. Oh, no, we already lost Breeze, but you know what I'm saying?
Big Ben,
no Big Ben, no Sean Payton,
right? Yeah, so it creates a void, but it has to, you know, somebody has to step up now.
Yeah, it was in that division is like super wide open now.
Facts.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the Carolina started to get to the year. Saints was okay. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they get Michael Thomas back, get healthy, get a quarterback. Same thing with the Falcons. If they can keep on their rebuilding mode.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Falcons. But yeah. Man, this is gonna be an interesting offseason.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
I'm trying to stay far away from possible. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple more weeks, man.
Okay. Get a jump in the mall night, man.
Oh man.
Jump in the mall night. And Bink Joe Burrow, man. New. All right, Patty can move up to the Brady jump, right? I really feel like it's like we know we're not going to see that again, the 7 Super Bowl thing. But I really feel like the NFL is going to be in good hands though, with all this
definitely
young,
is,
yeah, with all this young good talent out here. You know, Lamar Jackson, you know, it's going to create some fun matchups over the years. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You got the Kyler Murrays and the NFC. Like we already talked about the NFC West. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
Justin Fields.
Yeah. Because you could just every season that passes and the team can keep building around said player. Yeah, this is going to be fun going forward. Yeah, get Deshaun Watson back into the league, assuming he's innocent of everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But damn, Tom Brady, 44 though. Damn, walking away from it all. Now I'm about to say, do he get one of the man covers? Or he already just had one with Patty.
Right.
I know Madden probably gonna get the legend edition.
He might get a special dish. Yes, that's gonna be tough, right? Yeah. Madden gotta get a special cover too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know. All right, so what do you feel like? We can start to wrap up here soon. So what do you feel like? You know, like his lasting impact, because it's like he's like a different kind of player, you know.
Yeah,
like he just was, I guess it was fundamentals, and he had super high IQ, so it ain't really nothing you could really like. What could you learn from him? Like you know how we say like Jerry Rice, supreme route runner,
mm-hmm.
or sure hands. You know what I'm saying? Like Tom Brady didn't have like a cannon arm or. I guess super accurate, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you might can't learn nothing from him, like, for us per se, like a skill,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could just have that in your mind. Like, look, Tom Brady didn't have the measurables far as, like, speed, arm strength, and all that, and arguably the best player to ever play the game. So, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? You can have that in the back of your mind to push you forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if I can't do all this right, let me study the game. Let me be a student of the game, they should say. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Because it seemed like the question you're about to ask, and I was like, that's the only thing I can come up with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's a great answer. So for the people who don't, you know, look like the prototypical quarterback, prototype quarterback, then yeah. That's well said.
Make
well,
sure everything else is sharp.
mm-hmm.
You only control what you control.
Facts.
Your parents only, you know what I'm saying, can, you know what I'm saying, make you a 6-something quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah, be good enough. He made it work. Hopefully you get blessed with a good coach. And now, I'm you know, Sean Payton and all this. Do we see Bill step down anytime soon?
I mean, I thought he was going to be gone before Brady.
Right.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? But like you would think his time is coming soon, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Damn, we ain't going. We ain't gonna ever get the Brady versus the Patriots, man. This is our last chance at it, man.
Right, yeah.
That's crazy. Before we get up out of here, there's one little funny tidbit I gotta throw out there. Anybody that knows watch following the sports world knows that Skip Bayless is a huge Tom Brady stan, you know what I mean? And his tweets is like he's fake depressed or whatever. And one tweet had we were saying, you know, said his full name, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. That had no with like a 100 O's, you know what I'm saying? And then his next tweet talking about some I hope that the I hope somehow, some way the sun comes up tomorrow.
Man, down in the dumps.
Because that's one thing they love to talk about on Undisputed. You know, it's LeBron, it's the Cowboys, and he loves some Tom Brady. You know what I'm saying? So now that he gone, of course, everybody gonna be talking about this for like the next week or two. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, Tom Brady is super low key, so we probably not gonna be seeing a lot of him in public. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, that Hall of Fame class is gonna be all right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, him and Ben in the same class.
Both. You know what I'm saying? Should be first ballots.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely first ballots. And then whoever else they elect that you know, the older people that just didn't make it in yet or something.
And
you know, let me get off subject, but you know, it must do be like a crazy feeling on you play like a Hall of Fame career, but you don't get into like, you know, 20, 30 years after you done playing.
Yeah.
You be 60 or 70 or something. Barely even, like you said the other day, barely even hanging on to life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, they got to be better with that, man. Letting people get in, man.
Yeah. You got to. I know you only want to put in a certain amount of people every year, but if you gotta bump that number up, you know what I'm saying, and do that. Or I feel like if a person makes the Hall of Fame eventually, then you Ben knew they should have made the Hall of Fame.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what they waiting for. Like, I guess, but I don't know. Like you said, since they got the X amount of people they want to let in. When they keep denying people, you know what I'm saying? Now it's a backlog. Like right. Now it's like wide receivers going against other wide receivers now since you done like denied me on my first, second, third go in. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just dumb.
But anything else you wanted to touch on as far as Tom Brady goes? Is he the GOAT to you?
I don't know. It's like, it's tough. I mean, I guess, like, it's probably easier to say because he got his 7 rings, but, like, you know what I'm saying? It's, like, hard to compare quarterbacks to running backs and, you know what I'm saying, so many other great players.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I won't argue, people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah, I would call him the GOAT. I mean, but just going by, you know, technicalities, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so when somebody bring up the resume, like, I ain't really know you could.
You can say, yeah.
You know, I be wanting to say other stuff, but then it's like, oh, you know, he done did this and did that. You know, he done got the most, he probably got the most passing yards in history and all. I think him and Drew Brees was going back and forth for a while.
No, I think he got it now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Drew
I
Brees.
I think when I seen, like, the little picture, it's like, I think he got the most yards and TDs.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, he, besides winning more Super Bowls, he already done.
Yeah, I mean, like if it just wasn't for like the allegations and all that stuff, he would probably be the undeniable. You know what I'm saying? Goes back. I think that's like mainly the reason this hold me back. Like I said, and also like for like different positions. Like same thing, like with Drake. Like people can say like Drake the best, but like then he has the ghostwriting allegations of like just that. That black cloud on his resume, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. He was great though, regardless.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, what a career, what a run. I couldn't see myself playing football for 22 years, but that's the mindset. You gotta have a certain mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm thinking the league. I probably would have been a more, you know, fill it out type of player. You know what I'm saying? If I'd have had his kind of success early on, man, I might fucking I can make the Hall of Fame or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd have like probably pressed it on. But yeah. But that'll wrap it up. Like, you got anything else you want to say?
Nah, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, that'll wrap it up. So Head for the Hills podcast exclusive. Tom Brady retiring, and we out.
Bye.